With WMUK News, I'm Savilla Mann. Some public school teachers in Kalamazoo will be up extra early Thursday morning. A teachers' union, the Kalamazoo Education Association, has planned rallies at several schools that'll wrap up before classes start. The event, which the union calls a walk-in, will draw attention to education policies the union says the state needs to change. That includes giving less weight to standardized tests. In this interview, KEA President Amanda Miller and KEA Administrator Stephanie Escobedo explain what they find problematic about the way the state uses those tests. Amanda Miller speaks first.
Teachers love tests. We created tests. We give tests. We give our own tests, and then we get feedback and we use those to teach our kids. But these tests are starting to happen more frequently and being used to punish and take over certain schools. And schools should be run by the people in the community, not the state. We know what's right. So as for standardized testing, if the state wants to do something like that, they should do it once in elementary, once in middle school, and once in high school just to see if kids are on track, because they really aren't meaningful for teachers if we don't get immediate feedback.
There has been a lot of research showing that the tests are actually more of an indicator of how much poverty a student deals with rather than how successful they are in academically. We feel that it's really unfair to measure our kids with tests that are really they're not showing you the data you're looking for. And unfortunately, our funding is linked to these tests. Our teachers' jobs are linked to these tests. The schools even existing is linked to these tests. Our state reform office and our governor are using the test scores from these high-stakes testing to decide whether or not they're going to shut some of these buildings down. And it's just, they're not thinking about the communities that this is going to affect. They're not thinking about the populations that are mostly affected, which are children of color and communities where the poverty rate is much higher.
And so when you say that the legislature uses these tests to punish schools, you mean mainly they use it as a reason to get involved in how that school is run?
Right. So the state reform office, they are using the test scores to create, they look at the bottom, they call it the bottom 5%. And then if those schools don't increase and get better test scores, then they have threatened to close some of them down. And nationally, the No Child Left Behind law was rewritten to make sure that now the federal funding isn't tied to these test scores. But, you know, so as a nation, we've made a move in the right direction. But as our state has not. They still want to tie these standardized tests to teacher effectiveness, to teacher evaluation, and ultimately to whether or not the schools can even be open. And that is hurting our most vulnerable, which are our students. And a lot of them can't advocate for themselves. And that is just not fair. So that's why we have to do it.
Well, what would you say to someone who says if a school is in that bottom 5%, something must be wrong, there must need to be some kind of a change?
They're really thinking of it as kind of like the business world. They're thinking of it that we get a material and the material is all the same and it's all going to go through the factory and come out the same. But we're dealing with human beings, and human beings come to us in all different shapes and forms with all different experiences. So we need to take those things into account. And like Stephanie was saying, we have to take into account their background, their socioeconomic status, and their experiences. And these kinds of tests just don't do that.
These kids, you know, if the end goal is that these children are going to grow up and be successful adults and contribute to society and have jobs or college educations or anything else to do, you know, the rest of their life, the measurement of their success is not whether or not they passed a standardized test. It's whether or not they had a well-rounded education and they have experiences they can draw from that can help empower them and to further, you know, their life goals, not are you going to graduate in this percentage of our population?
Stephanie Escobedo and Amanda Miller are with the Kalamazoo Education Association, which is rallying at schools early Thursday morning to call for changes in education policy. For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.